there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Hello passengers, welcome to Alan Air. Today our passenger has been a DJ, presenter and a coach on The Voice. Please do not rotate our seats 180 degrees, please. Fasten your seatbelt. It's Kaiser Chiefs frontman and all-round nice guy, Ricky Wilson! This is the final boarding call for Ruby. Ruby! It's the final boarding... Oh, sorry, that's Ricky. Ricky Wilson, can you please make your way to the gate, please? This is Ricky Wilson. Ricky! Thank you. Guess who's on board? It's Ricky Wilson. Hi, Ricky.
Do I talk now?
Yes, you do, love.
Hello.
Hello, are you all right?
I'm really well, yeah.
But you said you're tired.
Why are you tired? That was just an intro. You always have to go in with a negative. Everything else is positive.
Yeah, okay.
It's like at school when, you know, like you go on the first day, I noticed everyone would like write really neatly.
Yeah.
Be really good. I'd do the opposite, which is start off bad. Yeah. So by Christmas, I was most improved.
I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah, always start low.
Yeah.
So anything else is a bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're getting up early in the morning to be on the breakfast show. And I covered for Zoe Ball for 1 week. And people were openly asking me if I was on heroin because I looked shocking.
Well, it's the radio, though. It doesn't matter.
I know, but getting up at that time in the morning, my body clock was fucked.
Did you not find that when you finished... It's all done by 10. Did you not feel then that for the rest of the day it was like a free pass to do whatever you wanted?
Oh, no, because I was asleep.
Oh, really? No,
I honestly, it knocked me for six.
I'm not even that tired, but it's like really, it's a really good excuse for anything.
Yeah.
I don't really want to go out at night anymore.
No, I don't do that.
Although, saying that, I woke up this morning, 4:30 or something, checking my Instagram on the toilet. And I see that a friend of mine was out with someone else I know. So I know them both. They're out in London. I'm in London. Why wasn't I invited?
Oh,
do you get that? And they'd been to a movie premiere. It was Lee Francis.
Yeah. Oh, and with, who is he cuddling?
Dommett.
Yes!
And I was a bit like, I know both of you and I want to see that film. Thing is... if they'd asked me, I'd have said no.
No, but it's nice you want to be asked.
But seeing them having a great time, drinking beers, I'm a bit annoyed.
Social media catches you out. The amount of times, you know, when I was on Twitter, I'm not on Twitter anymore, but, you know, your pet friends ask you out to go somewhere and you go, oh, no, busy. And then you're tweeting about Coronation Street and they know you're in.
Yep.
You know what I mean? This is a really bad version.
It does catch you out.
Really bad episode
it?
Of...
Because you forget, don't you?
I know, you can't keep up with your own lies. It's awful being a pathological liar.
Isn't it?
It is. It's hard work. It's exhausting.
But it's part of the biz.
Yeah.
It's... And everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have to, you get invited. I can't turn up to everything. I'm not
so,
busy.
So next time I see Joel, I'll bitch about Lee.
Yeah.
Next time I see Lee, I'll bitch about Joel.
Go somewhere.
Okay.
Let's go somewhere.
Yeah, but when's the next movie premiere? Oh. There's nothing good coming out.
Have you seen James Bond?
No, I ain't.
Are you a James Bond fan?
I'm a massive James Bond fan.
Why didn't you come to the premiere?
What do you mean, why didn't I come to the premiere? I would have been there like a bullet if I'd been asked.
Oh, I only got a ticket because David Walliams
asked me. You were with him.
I know.
Yeah.
I looked like I'd won a competition, didn't I?
embarrassing.
Well, how many tuxes did David Walliams own?
I mean, he's always out every night and he knows everyone. Barbara Broccoli. Hi, Barbara. Yeah, and I'm like, Phoebe Waller-Bridge is there. She looked at me. I don't think she recognised me.
This is the other thing that I find weird. So I've been doing the radio with Gabby and people, we interview people. Mm. And then in the interview, you always have a joke. And about, you know, someone in the back. This morning I was talking to one of McFly, Tom, he's doing Strictly.
Oh, yeah.
And
I saw that, yeah.
And then I said something and he goes, oh, let's do a collab, right? And then I went, we talked about it on the radio. Yeah, that'd be great, yeah. Blah, blah. End of. Who chases that up? Who goes?
No.
Because I don't, but I think there are people out there that do.
Well, Lady Gaga said that to me on Chatty Man. She said, hey, me and you, we need to go out and have some whiskey together.
Did you?
I was like, do I actually follow it up?
Because when do you cash in your chips?
Yeah.
When do you go, I like the fact I've been asked.
But if it
happened, then it might be something that I'm permanently embarrassed for the rest of my life.
And then I worry that actually she's waiting for me in a bar, eating breadsticks and olives, waiting for Alan Carr to turn up. And I've just gone, no, it's a lie, it's bullshit. With a lobster on her head and a telephone hat.
Your mate, Adele. Right,
yes.
She once said, and this is pre-21 Adele, post-19, pre-21.
Okay, post-19, okay.
So let's say 20 and a half. She was interviewed on the radio and they said, who would you like to go on a night out with? And she said, that Ricky from the Guy's Cheese, he looks like a laugh. Little does she know I'm not, right?
Yeah,
but
well, we know that.
I dine out on that story, but I'm glad it didn't happen because she would have found out I'm not a laugh. But yeah, so...
But,
yeah.
But what are you like on holiday? That's what I know.
Oh, when right, you... this is the holiday
I
thing.
Know, yeah, because... Yeah.
Hi, Penny, it's Jess in Economy. Have you got any more paninis? You've run out of paninis. I predict a riot.
When you go travelling, what kind of a traveller are you? Do you go for culture? Do you go for a break? And we're not talking when you're touring.
That's the difficulty because obviously I toured for a long time and I went around the world a few times and visited lots of places.
Yeah.
And did nothing.
You didn't even go and see anything?
Didn't see anything.
What a waste.
When I got together with my now wife, she was embarrassed the fact that I didn't know how to book a plane ticket. I was confused when there was no lounge.
So she's like your carer.
Well, yeah, but, you know, yes. Does someone come and hold my passport for me at some point? But I've got into it now. Where do I go? Well, I have a place in my heart. No, in Menorca.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Menorca?
Yes, I have. I went there once. It's pissed it down the old week.
That's
really depressing.
That's what I like about it.
And you know what? The only thing I remember about the villa we had, it was a very wet floor and it kept slipping. I spent the whole time falling over and I weren't pissed, honestly. And, you know, proper, ow! And
then I wouldn't take that as it's not Menorca in a nutshell. Slippy floors.
Well, the tourist board wanted to use that. Come to Menorca and fall over.
But I like it there because there's three of them, those Balearics.
Mm.
There's Ibiza at the bottom, which is Ibiza. Everyone knows
that. Everyone knows
that
Ibiza.
Right. There's Mallorca. Everyone knows that. Love Island.
Yeah.
Etc. And then there's Menorca, which no one really bothers with.
So Menorca. What's Menorca got that the other Balearics haven't?
It's quiet.
And you like it quiet now?
Yeah. I catch up on my reading. How do you read at home?
I love reading at home.
Do you?
I've got a little snug. This is my little snug.
Well, I like it. But
this is nice when you're hungover and you pull your blanket over and you watch like Four in a Bed.
Yeah, but exactly. You watch Four in a Bed. You watch.
These books are all empty. They've actually got VHS inside them.
I like that.
That's Dynasty, Cat Colby's, Dickinson's Real Deal.
But there's too many distractions at home. But then on holiday, I catch up on my reading.
What do you like reading?
Well, I've changed. I used to like autobiographies.
I love autobiographies.
See how it's done. I read yours.
Yeah.
That was good.
No one's read the second one. The other one, the second follow-up one, that sort of
I didn't even know there was one.
I didn't really
You didn't
publish.
Do enough promo for that one.
No, I fucking did. I was everywhere. Standing at a trestle table at Brent Cross. No one turned up.
Really?
Depressing. Why are you laughing? It's embarrassing.
You can pay people to turn up to your own.
Can
lunch.
You?
Yeah,
now
yeah.
You tell
There's
me.
A service.
I was like there with a pile of books saying, hello, would you like an Alan Carr sample? Can I stop you for a minute?
What was it called, the second one?
Alanatomy.
Oh, that's very, very good.
You see, and it's like the front covers me like in an operation. Very good. It's all gossipy. It's quite like this, but no one really...
So it start, did it start where the last one finished?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because okay. The last one finished with me getting on the Friday Night Project.
Yeah.
And then I looked at your filmography, you know, that weird thing on Wikipedia where you go, oh, I'm in a film. Mm-hmm. First thing, Friday Night Project 2005. Was that the one with me or was it the one with Jimmy Carr?
It was with you.
Really?
It was with you and Katie Price. And she couldn't say Kaiser unless you changed the spelling of it. Because she kept saying Kaiser. And then you changed it to spell like... And I can remember you going, it's like Kaiser.
Oh, that show. It was. Do you know what? When you look back at that show, like Mariah Carey, Amy Winehouse as the house band, Lady Gaga.
Oh, that was good. She had a go at... Who did she have a go at? David Tennant. Amy Winehouse.
Oh, yeah, she was so funny. I know, she... Oh. Oh, bless her.
I love her to bits.
Any refreshments, sir? Tea? Coffee? Tizer?
Paris Ritz.
Yes.
And a picture of a golden tap. You've changed, Ricky. What's going on?
Well, no, it was...
Explain.
Well, it was Grace's birthday, and I panicked. So I overbought, and so I booked the Ritz.
Wow, in Paris.
Well, no, I went on like loads of websites and was trying to book somewhere.
That must be expensive.
Well, Paris is expensive. And I was like, if I'm spending this much, right, I might as well. If I'm in for a penny. The thing is, I'm doing at my house. And I'm spending thousands on things I'll never see. Like wall ties and plumbing.
Oh, what a waste of money. And so Who needs plumbing?
So I nearly said I'm writing checks then, but I haven't written a check since I was a student. So, but, you know, I'm sending invoices.
You've got your electron out.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm spending money on things that I'm never going to see. And I thought, you know what? While I'm spending all this money, I'll spend a bit on Grace.
Yeah.
That she can actually see. So we went to the Ritz in Paris. God, it was good.
I'm not being funny. Yeah. I would Instagram the fuck out of that.
Well,
all you did was a gold tap.
I couldn't Instagram it because I was in the middle of a Twitter storm at the time.
Oh no, have I missed this? I'm not on Twitter. What did you say? Have you slagged off this time?
I don't want to call them anti-vaxxers because that's derogatory. Vaccine aware community. I managed to upset those people because I was pro taking the vaccine.
Oh, okay. Do you get that? Because I love the fact that they think we get paid for it.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was the weirdest
thing. How much did you get paid? How much did I get paid? What the fuck?
So I said something on stage at the Isle of Wight Festival, which was annoying to these people. Understandably, they get annoyed at lots of things, which is fine. I'm not criticising them now. Not on this. But if they think that AstraZeneca... and Pfizer and Moderna got around a board table and went, how are we going to get our message across? Yeah. I tell you what, 12:45 a.m. on Sky Arts, Kaiser Chiefs set at the Isle of Wight Festival. That's the big push we need. And people were saying, how many millions do you get paid for that?
I know, I love that.
So I put one picture up at the tap at the Ritz and saying, good to see you spending your big pharma money. The most annoying thing about it is, right, I put my hands up. I will say that I kind of wish I'd been paid. I did all that work that they think I was paid for. I might as well have been paid.
I know.
So can't I get paid like in lieu?
But I love the millions. Oh, how many millions did you get? I love that. I can't even get fucking toilet products adverts. Do you know what I mean? I can't even get the basics yet. AstraZeneca, here, Alan, here's a couple of million quid, please. Please tell both your followers on Instagram.
Tell you what, last year I was up for a voiceover for trustatrader.com. And I was...
Trustatrader.com, that one.
Yeah, one of them. That's Checker Trade.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, my God, they've got competition.
I don't know. A trade website. I was up for the voiceover.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was already spending the money in my head. I was thinking, this means I can get that sunken bath I want. and then I didn't get it, and I was really disappointed. But then David Tennant got it, so I was a bit like, "Well, he's better than me, isn't he?"
No, that is bad when you're in the running for it, isn't it?
Well, why did they tell you?
Yeah, and you're always down to the last two. I've had that.
Yeah,
you're always down to the last two, and then you look on telly, Ryland's got it.
What, for cinch? Cinch
yeah. car. I spent all my cinch money. I had, honestly, I'm in debt.
You need to nobble Ryland.
I know. If he had an accident, I'd be loaded. Yeah. Would you recommend Paris Ritz for a trip? Did you go to Paris for your sexy time?
No.
Where'd you go?
No, we were too exhausted. We were trying to get in our 20,000 steps a day.
Oh, God.
Paris, I'd recommend it, but I wouldn't recommend going to the Ritz. It's far too expensive.
Yeah.
sounds so patronising. But it was expensive. I nearly called the gendarmes when they gave me the bill. Oh, yeah. But it was amazing, once in a lifetime.
Of course.
But
yes.
Also, we didn't really want to leave the room because it was so nice.
Oh, that's nice.
We nearly barricaded ourselves in.
Oh, hello.
Not in a sexy way, but just because it was
tired.
There was two levers next to the bath, one for the valet, one for the maid. We didn't pull them.
No.
Also,
you don't want a valet
breakfast was in this huge conservatory at the back, and it was just us and another couple in there. Oh. And the other couple, I can say it because they were in the Daily Mail that they were there. Michael Fassbender, and his wife. I can't remember her name. She's Tomb Raider now. I can't remember her name.
She's Tomb Raider. That's a weird name.
Yeah.
Hello, Tomb Raider Fassbender.
Yeah. Imagine if I was hello, Michael, Tomb Raider. But I didn't.
Have you met my wife, Tomb Raider?
The thing is, I'd met him before.
Such a pretty name for a pretty lady. This
but I'd met him before on the Chris Evans Breakfast Show, where I did an uncomfortable performance of Karma Chameleon with Michael Fassbender and Bruno Taglioni on backing vocals.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But this is the kind of thing we were talking about before, about, you know, when you say, oh, let's do this thing. And, you know, I got on with him. But then do I go up and say, we've met before. We did an uncomfortable cover of Karma Chameleon.
No, not when someone's having their dinner.
Breakfast, sorry. But we got eye contact. But then does he go upstairs with his wife, Tomb Raider, and go and go to her, God, he was rude. I had a really good time seeing Karma Chameleon with him.
Yeah.
Or is he just like going, there was a guy giving me some weird looks.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah. Because I saw him, Michael Fassbender, out with Bruno Taglioni at that premiere the other day. It's a shame you don't. Maybe it's you. Do you reckon it's you, Ricky, that people just don't want to be seen with?
Well, maybe I'm a curse.
You curse? That's what people are saying.
The Wilson, it's like the Strictly curse.
The Wilson curse.
Yeah.
Last time I saw you, oh my God, I'm at Primrose Hill with my dog. I can hear puffing and panting. I look behind thinking it's a sex pest. And I was right, it was you. No, it was you in these pink shorts running up Primrose Hill. Do you still jog?
I haven't in a few weeks. I'm either all in or not
at
all.
What star sign are you, Gemini?
No, I'm a Capricorn.
Ooh.
I said that weird, didn't I? Capricorn.
Do you believe in any of that?
No.
I just had to say it because you look like, you know, you're up and down.
I never really meet some people that are really into it, and I'd never say that I'm not into it.
No.
But I just said, no. How can it be real? How can it be real?
We're a typical Capricorn. When you're on holiday, you're one of those annoying people that you see jogging along the beach. Yeah, I'm having two bloody berries.
No, on holiday. Well, the thing is, I keep stuff at my place in Menorca, so I do have a running kit there.
Oh, okay.
And I do like to get out and go running because I feel like it's like balancing the books.
Mm.
It means that then, after I've done that, I can do anything I want.
Yeah.
Literally, it's like anything goes. I can drink chocolate milk on prawns.
Oh, lovely.
You know, I can literally go mental.
Yeah. So that's why you do that then.
It's balancing the books.
We have some celebrities on board Alan Air this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Fassbender and his wife, Tomb Raider.
You love Cornwall because obviously, let's have some UK gems because it's all right you gallivanting around Menorca and having like, what's it called, Eggs Benedict with Michael Fassbender and his lovely wife, Tomb Raider. But you say Cornwall is good for your mental health. And we like to talk about UK gems because we're all about
Is that true? Well, I went to Cornwall for the first time during, do you remember when there was the ash cloud?
Yes, 2015.
No, before, earlier than that.
1972.
No, I think it was 2009, maybe. I don't know. I think it was pre the tens. But there was an ash cloud and I was booked to go to Turkey.
Mm.
Didn't go because all the planes were cancelled. Yeah. But I had a week and a half off. So I got in the car, drove down with my then girlfriend.
Okay.
We were on the way to Cornwall trying to book someone on the way down. And we've managed to find someone in Falmouth and went there and I got in, parked up, got in the Airbnb. Well, no, that didn't really exist. It was just a holiday.
Yeah.
And then walked into town thinking I'll pick up some bread and stuff. This is before I didn't eat bread, of course.
I can see that.
I eat shit loads of bread. And then as I was walking into town, I thought I could live here. And that night I started looking at places online. And within a couple of months, bought a place.
Isn't that funny how a place can just grab you and make you want to live there?
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, if you ever get that feeling, jump on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was a really good thing you did. It
was a good thing for a while. Because I was planning to retire. And I thought to myself, I'm going to retire early. Because you don't need that much money. It's nice to have a lot of money, but I didn't need that much. And I thought I could possibly live out my days with the ruby money.
Yeah, I bet.
So I thought, I'll just retire. But then I got a second wind. Our drummer left. And I thought, oh, I'll do the voice. Did the voice. Is that my stomach or the underground?
Yeah. What?
I think it's that.
No, we had a ghost with Rob Beckett.
There
was knocking and then we saw a footprint up there on there. And then I said, knock twice if it's a ghost. And it knocked and it's all on the thing.
Really?
Honestly. Yvette Fielding was round here. Like Usain Bolt, one of the most haunted.
I do a podcast with Tony Blackburn.
I read that. Yeah. I haven't listened to it. I'm not going to lie, but it's...
And then once we had a seance on the podcast with Gene Wilder and he got in touch.
I love Gene Wilder. Yeah. What did he say?
Well, the thing was, on our podcast, we try and dispel pop myths.
Yeah.
And one of the things we were trying to find out about was why Gene Wilder's Twitter account followed 10 people, some of which were like Tom Hanks, Mel Brooks, a dog's home somewhere. Mm. But one of them was me. And we couldn't figure out why.
Now, was it a proper blue tick, Gene Wilder?
Yeah, yeah, proper Gene Wilder followed me. No. And
wasn't
I only found
Gene with a J.
Proper him.
Yeah.
And I only found this out after he died. So we wanted to find out why he followed me.
What's the link?
So we did a seance.
Oh,
and then
what did he
we
say?
Had this American psychic go, and he had a machine. It was like radio waves.
Yeah.
Like, why do you follow Ricky Wilson?
Who's he?
That was what I did.
Who's he? Oh, my God.
Yeah. So probably it was a mistake. Yes. If the deceased Gene Wilder is anything to go by.
Have you ever done a Ouija board?
Never. I'm too scared of that
kind
of thing.
Oh, I've done one.
Have you?
Yeah, it was awful.
Oh, really?
It called my mum a slut. And then my mum accused me of pushing the glass. I said, I'll call you a slut to your face. I don't need a glass to tell you.
Well,
yeah, that came out wrong. I don't need a glass to tell you I'm a slut. Just hear the rumours in town. No.
Just read the toilet walls, mother.
No, the man got nasty. It was a man called Lee, and he wouldn't go. And
was it like, L-E-E or L-E-I-G-H?
L-E-E, and he was a soldier, and he died. And
he didn't like
then
him
he started pretending to be Marilyn Monroe and all that, and it got really... I said, oh, what's your favourite film? And then it circled round and round. I said, you're not Marilyn Monroe. He went, no. My mum went, you're not Marilyn Monroe. And my mum wrote, you're not Marilyn Monroe. And he went, S-L-U-T, slut. And we said, bye. He went, no. Wouldn't go, so we had to drag the glass across. I don't think he's gone. I think he's still in my mum's kitchen.
This is terrifying.
I know it is terrifying. Oh, I don't ever do the Ouija board. But isn't it funny? That's the one thing. You can F and Jeff on telly. You can do that. But you cannot do a Ouija board. So there is something. People are shitted up by it. We should release this at Halloween.
Sorry.
What was that?
I was trying to do something.
Brian Blessed just walked past.
Brian Blessed is from the town I'm living in at the moment.
Where are you living now?
I live with my in-laws.
Oh, I see.
In Mexborough.
And you're doing up your house again?
Doing up my house in London, yeah, which is a nightmare.
Oh, God, why'd you do that during a lockdown? Is it still a lockdown? It's not, is it?
No.
Have you come out of it?
It was
no one tells me
so
anything.
So we moved out of our lovely house.
Yeah.
Would have been perfect in lockdown.
Yeah.
Had a pool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was in Highgate.
Oh.
I was doing all right.
Yeah.
And then I had to go and live in Catherine Ryan's flat for a year in lockdown.
What are you having done to your house?
Everything.
Oh, you're having it all. This is your forever home.
Yeah, well, it was four bedsits.
Oh, yeah. I see.
And now it's not.
Do you watch all that Escape to the Chateau and all that? I watch, Grand Designs?
Well, Grand Designs is my favourite.
Do you watch Interior Design Masters with Alan Carr?
Of course I do. Yeah, I do. It just annoys me.
Yeah, he's got that voice. It grates.
No, not you.
Oh.
Not you.
I was going to say, this has taken a bit of a turn.
No, who was the... Because I didn't think the right person won last time. There was the... I don't know how to describe it. The flamboyant lady.
Oh, yes. Siobhan.
Yeah,
she did. Different wigs.
Yeah, yeah. She should have won.
All controversial.
I think she was much better.
Okay, well, listen, I'm not going there.
Yeah. I liked it at the end when they did that. You know those kind of holiday chalets?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It got really good then.
Oh, my God, yes. And that was in Walton on the Naze. And I said, oh, I like it here. And someone said, oh, no, it's the only place that's voted for BNP. They called it Walton on the Nazi.
There you go.
Well, listen,
but it was nice. If you want to go on holiday...
It was lovely. The weather was gorgeous, and what a beach! You can't beat that beach.
I didn't see the beach. I just saw that.
Yeah, I like that. I was on the beach.
I quite like
day.
The block thing she did up the staircase.
Oh, you have watched it. Oh, that was good. I helped lift that.
Did you?
Yeah.
But I think Siobhan was better.
Yeah. All right then. She's Northern. She's from Leeds.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why then, isn't it? I thought the pet shop one was poor.
Didn't you like that
Everyone that did that, I thought that's all going to be ripped out tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently they can have it painted white if they didn't get the owners, yeah. But obviously we don't mention that on the show.
But it's a good show.
It is a good show. Thank you.
Thank you.
But are you suspicious every time Kevin MacLeod turns up at these things? Those women turn up pregnant, don't they? Have you noticed that?
Oh, they always kept pregnant.
I went back 5 months later. She was 5 months pregnant. I'm like, yeah.
Kevin,
put your dick away.
Put your extension away.
Yeah, put your extension.
I've added
another 9 inches
it's
to
it's just, it's just, it's literally like, have they not seen Grand Designs before, the people that go on it?
I know.
And when he goes, and who's project managing? I am. And you go, oh, God, here we go. And what's the budget? Double it.
I know. Remember Property Lad, it was Sarah Beeney. She'd always have the last laugh.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but everything goes
wrong. I told them at the end, because I told them not to do that. And then the house is still on the market after 27 years.
Yeah. It's funny when you watch the ones where he doesn't even have to add any jeopardy, because the jeopardy is always there. Sometimes it's going well and he's saying, is it going to match up to the great designs of the pavilions in Paris? And he goes, well, there's nothing. No, it's fine. It's going swimmingly. I'd love it if it just went perfectly. Under budget. Yeah, under budget. Did it myself.
Well, that's not good telly, is it?
I once saw Kevin MacLeod in Shepherd's Bush.
Yeah.
And I was very pleased because I walked past him and he was just stood looking up at a building. And I thought, that's how you want to see him, isn't it?
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, he wasn't walking past going, I don't like looking at buildings.
Did you say, have a day off, Kevin?
Take a picture. I do love it, though, Grand Designs. I find it relaxing, especially when it's a stressful one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I find that a lot of things. I get to sleep a lot easier watching stressful programmes. My favourite one at the moment is Law & Order SVU, which is quite hard watching.
Okay.
But literally, I'm out like a light. The more difficult the storyline, the easier I fall asleep.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think it's because I have a flight or fight.
Yeah, your body just shuts down.
Shuts down.
Oh my God.
I go, oh, I can't deal with it.
So tell us a place you really don't like. Now, I've looked on Wikipedia.
Mm.
You stage dived, is this right, in Portugal and torn all your ligaments?
No, I think I just tripped on a drumstick.
A turkey drumstick?
No, an actual drumstick.
Oh, okay, sorry, I'm hungry.
No, I've broken myself quite a lot around the world.
Why do you stage dive?
I don't anymore, not post-COVID.
Oh, God, I know. Oh, yeah, it looks a bit bad if you're... I'm going to stage dive getting a hazmat suit.
Yeah,
ready?
Yeah.
Don't touch me.
Struggling into it. Did you ever see that footage of Robbie Williams hand sanitising after he high-fived the front row? I'm with him on that one.
Oh, man, I totally get it. Did you see Madonna when she went to that school in Malawi and she was waving at the people with the hand sanitizer she drove off in the limo? Listen, we live in a world now we know bad what germs can do. So listen.
Tell you what, I've been in many hospitals all around the world and they've always treated me fantastically. And also...
What are you doing in all these hospitals?
I used to injure myself a lot, but I used to throw myself into it a lot more than I do now. Now I've realised that you can kind of pretend that you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, you don't have to fucking throw yourself
You don't
in.
Actually have to be enjoying yourself to look like you are on stage.
Yeah. Do people grope you as you go stage dive?
It has been known. Yes.
Do you get groped?
Yeah. Do I grope people?
No. Are you the gropee?
Yeah, that's the only reason I do it.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm doing that. Carry on. Honk as you're feeling your way through your fans. That's not what I said. And you're... No, I mean, do people... Because I worry about people stealing my wallet or my house keys if I stage dive, which would be weird.
No, the weirdest thing, I'll show you this. See this little scar here on my hand?
Oh,
here.
Christ, yeah.
See, it's like a little half
like
moon.
It's like your thumb smiling.
Yeah, like a little thing. That is someone got hold of me with their teeth out.
Oh, you idiot. Why would you do that?
And they wouldn't let go. And it had gone through the skin. And it was... They'd like literally had hold of my thumb in their mouth. And I had to bop them on the head with a microphone. Thing is, I didn't know how to say that without it sounding like quite violent.
Bop.
But I thought, I bopped them on the head.
Bopped them on the head.
No, I literally was bopping them on the head.
Well, I would if someone bit me.
Yeah, until they let go.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't let go.
Oh dear.
So yeah, I've had watches nicked and all that.
Yeah, but you've had all that.
Yeah, and shoes. Yeah. Coming back with no shoes on.
But you don't do that anymore. Is there a place where the Kaiser Chiefs didn't break?
Yes, Italy.
Italy.
Yeah.
Does that get literally on your go, or do you think why?
No, it's quite nice because if you go on a European tour, you go to Portugal, 3,000 people.
Wicked.
France, 2,500. Germany, big in Germany. You get to Italy, 150.
How does that happen, though? Why?
It's quite nice, though. I sound like I'm trying to make excuses.
No.
But imagine if you're in U2, right? And you can't go anywhere without being massive.
Of course.
So if they do, like, a small show now, it's just full of, like, really famous people for an intimate thing. Or people that are so kind of, wow, this is amazing. They're not actually enjoying it. They're too gobsmacked.
Yeah.
We go to Italy, and it's just a load of kids that do really like us.
Yeah.
And they're like jumping on top of each other. It goes mental.
And intense,
and it's a little bit like stepping back in time 15 years and going, this is what it used to be like.
Yeah.
So it's actually quite good fun.
Yeah.
But makes no money. So
no.
I can't be bothered.
But then I suppose you can go on holiday there to Italy, can't you? And you don't get bothered so much. Is that right?
Yeah, but I don't get bothered anywhere in the world.
Oh, come off it, please.
I'm not
You've
that...
You've just been bitten there and had your watch
I'm
nicked.
Not... Yeah, but that's... I'm on stage. I literally... never get recognised by anyone.
Are you saying you're nondescript?
Pretty much, yeah. You won't find an impersonator being able to do my voice.
Do your voice. No, you're right. It is hard to do.
No, but, you know...
It is hard to do your voice, though. Aaron! This is me talking, listener, just in case you think,
yeah,
why is Ricky talking?
But also, I honestly think, with a few exceptions, people are very recognisable. With a few exceptions, I think you're as recognisable as you want to be.
That's quite deep for you, isn't it? Not for you. No, sorry, that's came back wrong. But no, that's quite
it's
deep.
The way you walk and the way you hold yourself.
Yeah.
No one recognises me. Okay. Ever.
All right.
I'm not saying in a bad way. I'm saying that in a very positive
way. That's a good way, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love going about.
However, the weirdest thing about doing TV, because when I've done big TV, like when I did The Voice, that was weird because by the time I was on it, I was super famous. But literally the day after the final, nothing. It's weird.
People do forget if you haven't been on telly for a while.
All right.
No, I'm just thinking with Chatty Man and stuff when that finished. And then you get those liars who come up to you and go, I watch it every Friday.
Oh, yeah, I get that. People say, I love you on The Voice. You watch them still?
DVD? You've watched UK Gold, haven't you?
But it's weird. Like when I was on it, I had paparazzi going through my bins.
Oh.
I saw a little man run across the road, take my bin and run off. And I wasn't worried about anything apart from the fact they'd realised that I don't recycle properly.
Oh, dear.
You know when you can't be bothered.
Yeah, don't tell Greta Thunberg.
She DM'd me the other day.
You see? What's going on?
She DM'd me on Instagram about doing a gig for her.
That's amazing.
Now I couldn't do it.
Oh, no, I'd love to meet Greta Thunberg.
I couldn't do it. I had to, you know, I was driving around in my diesel car. I couldn't do it, which is a shame. But yeah,
landfill with plastic. But and I said, busy.
I said, yeah. After the tip. Yeah.
I'm littering today. Sorry.
DM'd before that, Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, about fame and everything.
Yeah, the man with the bins. Right?
Yeah.
And then I was so shocked. I was on a radio show the next day and Tim Westwood was there. And I said, a guy took my bin the other day. And he goes, hey, man, they're just trying to find out if you're getting high. And then he went, brilliant. Advice to you, you need to get a shredder up in that crib.
Get a shredder in your crib.
I know. Yeah, so I got a shredder in my crib.
Mind you, you know, people say, how do you relax?
Shredding?
I love shredding. I find it better than tantric yoga.
What do you shred?
Anything. Newspapers.
Contracts.
Contracts. Death threats.
Yeah. Shredding, yeah, I suppose there is that.
I like shredding. I just like the way it all goes. Have you ever skinny dipped? How crazy do you go
on holiday? I have taken my clothes off in the sea.
Yeah.
But I haven't gone into the sea with them off.
Well, that's
It was a nudist beach in Ibiza.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be nude, which is good.
So you walked into the sea,
took
your clothes off, and then what?
Swam around a bit and then put them on and came out.
Oh, well, that's not skinny dipping, is it? I suppose it is. Is it skinny dipping?
What's the someone said the other day.
Fatty.
What was it? Fatty. Chubby. Chubby. Someone said something the other day. I really liked it. Chubby.
Oh, no, you get mistaken for, you know when your dick gets hard and then you know when it's semi? You know just before it's semi, quarter chub?
Getting confused.
Oh, I thought, okay. No, because someone told me it's like a quarter chub. Well, and then someone said, it's not a quarter chub, it's a lazy lob. I was like, oh.
You'd want to get a lazy lob on before you went.
Of course you would, skinny dipping.
Yeah, because you don't want to look.
No. That's what I do, just speak.
Here's the thing about holidays, because getting it back on holidays.
Please do.
I find that, you know when you wear your swimming shorts,
yes, yeah,
and they've got an internet,
yeah,
and you're logging on to the internet. When you've got your internet, and you go to a beach bar,
yeah,
and you haven't changed out of them, do you get like a busy bottom? Like it feels like it's quite itchy.
Yeah. And sometimes it actually looks like a waffle.
Yeah, and I think it's the net because girls don't get it.
Yeah,
but like me and my brother-in-law were sat there going, it's really itchy, isn't it?
And people think you've got worms.
Well, I probably do.
You probably have got worms. Okay, when you're old, you're 100.
Yeah.
You're sitting there in your rocking chair.
Yeah.
Where do you want to be looking out?
And boat. You've got,
what, on a boat?
I'd like a boat.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a huge waste of money.
Of course.
But I don't want it to go to my kids.
No.
Because they're going to be awful, let's face it.
Yeah.
You know, brought up by an ex-rocker. By that time, I'll be wearing those, you know, like when old rockers wear blue-tinted glasses. I'll be there, my blue-tinted spectacles.
Air transplant.
Oh, God, I'll have them all.
Oh, God,
I'll have so many air transplants. It's going to be luscious.
Hair on hair on hair. Like Jenga.
Yeah. Do you remember that guy who was like a paparazzi guy and he went into the Big Brother house?
And he had the abs. And he just looked like a fat man with abs.
Ab implants. I love those. I'm going to look
so
terrible.
He was fat, but he was fat with abs.
It just looked like a dinosaur.
Yeah. Yes, it did look like a dinosaur. One of those figurine dinosaurs. Silly sod.
I'm going to get that. No, I won't get that. I'd like to be big, luscious hair.
Yeah.
Blue tinted glasses on a boat.
Brian May.
He's as thin as a whippet.
Oh, you want to be big? What, fat big?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, fat.
Not fat, not really fat. Like, looks like Jack Nicholson big.
Oh, yeah.
Proud of it.
Oh, yeah. I love those photos of him off the side of that boat and he looks so fat, but he looks happy. He's eating that burger. I'm like, that's what I want to be.
Yeah. No, he doesn't care.
But it is a travel podcast. Where in the world do you want to be on this boat?
I'd like to be. The thing is, I've been around the world a few times, but I can't beat the Mediterranean.
Off Menorca. I love it.
I absolutely love it. The Caribbean is fantastic, but I just love the food and everything about the Caribbean, about the Mediterranean.
Well, that's lovely, that. Because no one's really mentioned Menorca before. Well,
have they not?
Good. No.
It's always
Mauritius. I mean, it's so relatable, this podcast. Oh, Mauritius. Menorca. I could live there. We all live in fucking
Mauritius. Do you know what? I've been there. I shouldn't really say this. I've been to Menorca 4 times this summer. I know.
You're like Rita Ora, the way you get around the world.
I know, but you know, but you're allowed.
We're not judging.
I don't go tweeting about it, but I've been 4 times.
You don't want to spoil it. You just go there.
No, I mean, I don't want people to think, oh, he's off again, spreading COVID around the world.
No, don't be stupid.
But no,
how long is it to get to Menorca? It's only a couple of hours, I bet. A
couple of hours. You know, the cheapest flight I got, £8. That's good, isn't it?
What airline? It was £8.
East Midlands, Jet 2.
Well, there you go. Jet 2, if you're listening, call me.
The thing is, Jet 2, if you got a deal with them,
yeah,
it'd just be hassle because you can buy one for £8. Not like they'd go, oh, you can go up the front.
But I suppose you don't go.
£2 extra to go up the front.
Oh, I know. Do you not buy any of that?
No, don't do it.
Do you want to move your legs? That'll be an extra £4.
No.
Got a bag? That's an extra 20.
Go for the total minimum because what you've learned is you can get on first. That means you get on the bus first to take you to the plane and then everyone gets off. It's a free for all. You know, like you get off the. You know, you.
I hate that taxi thing. My heart sinks when I see that.
The bus turn up.
Turning up. Oh.
I know.
I know I'm not meant to say it, but why can't you just attach that long thing?
Because it costs more.
Is that.
Yeah. They charge airlines for the.
I never knew that.
Yeah. That costs them more.
I thought it was all part of the service.
No. They have to pay for that.
I bet they charge you if they crash and you have to go down that bloody slide, I suppose.
Yeah. The bottom.
Someone's at the bottom with a card, one of those card machines.
And a
£8, please.
And a lollipop.
Yeah.
And some aftershave.
We will shortly be arriving in Menorca. If you'd like to fasten your seatbelts, please make sure your tray table is up and all hand luggage is safely stowed under the seat in front of you. Thank you.
Right, well, listen, we're just about to land. I can see Menorca in the distance.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know.
I can't wait.
You've been a wonderful passenger, but before you go, we've got to do a quick fire quiz, okay?
Oh, I like a quick fire quiz.
Amazon Prime or Amazon Hike?
What's hike? Prime, if I don't know what hike is, though.
Would you rather go out and about in the jungle, or would you sit home and watch maybe a bit of Netflix?
Sit home.
Okay, yeah. That's Amazon Prime, then.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Full English or Full Moon Party?
Full Moon Party.
Yeah. Harvey Wallbanger or Horlicks?
Harvey Wallbanger.
This is quite deep, this one. Beach or pool? You can always tell a lot.
Ooh.
You see?
Oh, it's
with
hard.
Your netted trunks.
Can I go in on this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, the beach. Yeah. I love the beach.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I look like an old man on the beach because I take everything. The umbrella, I've got a chair, a special chair, a special hat, and I love
it. With the beers in.
No, my chair's got a cooler in the back, and it folds up, and it's a rucksack, a chair, and a cooler.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
I'd love to see you arriving in Menorca.
Oh yeah, no, I look terrible.
Here he is again.
Yeah, there's bronzed people on the beach, and they just turn up with kind of like a flimsy kind of like it's not even a towel. It's like a really thin kind of like blanket with a picture of an elephant on it. You know those kind of things you get,
cheesy.
And they just put that down. They just turn up like that. They're on the beach. They're going on. Me, everything. I look like I'm prepared for a war.
Yeah.
Cooler boxes.
You're like a one-man Weatherspoons.
Yeah. That's what I'm like on the beach.
Yeah.
But the pool, I love a pool.
Yeah, but you can't have both. It is a quick fire.
Beach,
you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
terrified of jellyfish, though.
Oh.
Do you want to see my jellyfish scar?
Yeah, go on then. They're stretch marks.
No, that's a Portuguese man of war.
Is that his tentacles that did that?
Yeah, that was just off the coast of Formentura. I'd been out for a lunch with James Blunt.
Oh really? Because he's been on the podcast.
Has he?
Well, yeah.
Did he mention my jellyfish?
No, he never mentioned it. Oh. So, does it really sting?
It's absolutely horrible. It's like being whipped.
Did James Blunt urinate on it? Because
no, we used vinegar.
Oh, okay. Because you meant to wee on it, aren't you?
About a couple of hours later, he weed on me. But the Venusol had been flowing.
Is it Wi-Fi a go-go or Wi-Fi a no-no?
Wi-Fi a go-go.
You have to have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you know when people say put your phone to one side and don't worry about the phone?
Yeah.
It makes me... It's kind of a cloud above your head.
Yeah.
That's like, I need to know. Mm. So I need to know.
Like an iCloud.
Exactly. But I can't put things to one side because I'd rather have it there so that I knew.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if I don't know... That worries me even more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good. That's, I mean, yeah, you've got kids and yeah.
What if they said, oh, you know, Mirza's got the measles, you're back in The Voice. I'd be like, I wouldn't know. Reply it within half an hour.
Oh my God, yeah. And then you'd look on telly, Ryland's got the job.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was meant to have that. They promised me
yeah.
it.
So I'd want to be aware of that.
Okay.
Straight back on the plane, £8 later. My Elstree.
You are, honestly, you are such an education. I've learned so much. A, I want a chair with a cooler, and also I want to get £8 jet too to Menorca. And last question, first aid kit or first aid shit? Do you take plasters and Mozzigard, or you like losers? I don't care.
I don't care.
Well, obviously, I can tell by the way you stage dive and wrestle Manor Wars, Portuguese Manor Wars. How big is a Portuguese Manor
War? Tiny. No, it was the size of a tennis ball. There was a swarm of them, and I had to dive underneath the swarm.
Oh, no, I couldn't. I can't go underwater.
Well, I was looking up and thought to myself, I'm running out of air. I have to go through them.
Oh, my God.
And I managed to get just to the side of the swarm, came up, and I got done on the back and on the arm.
I hate putting my head underwater. I would just be stung to death. Oh. Can you imagine how rough my face would look if I had just sailed through a load of...
Are you Googling Man of Wars?
Are you calling our passenger a liar?
It was this, like this big, size of like a tennis ball. Like purpley with
call him a liar. I believe you.
But hang on, I've got the scars to prove it.
Stretch marks, I think.
On my upper arm. Yeah, when I had one huge bicep. Yeah.
Thank you for flying, Alan Air. Ricky, that was such a long flight. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I've never been this far away from home. Thanks for listening, guys. Ciao, Bella. Thanks so much from Alan Carr and the team. And don't you ever forget, life's a beach.